Victoria, let's get a bit more biological. You've been looking at something on the brain.
Yeah, my brain is fairly boggled listening to all that particle physics. It's impressive stuff. But this actually comes from UCL, a really interesting guy called Professor Zeki, who's Professor of Neuroaesthetics.
He used to teach me, actually.
Oh, is that right?
He did, yeah. He gave me some lectures on how the brain processes vision.
He is fascinating. And in the 90s, he started studying the sort of crossover between creativity and science and sort of creativity and art and the brain. And he had quite a famous paper out a few years ago in PLOS about a centre for beauty in the brain, which is the orbitofrontal cortex. So a bit of your cortex just behind your eyes, which is where the orbito comes from. And it's a very misunderstood very little understood part of the brain. And he basically ran an experiment where he put people in an MRI scanner so you could see sort of activity in their brain, and he showed them pictures that they perceived as beautiful, that they judged to be beautiful, and he played them music and asked them what they thought of it. And when they thought the music and the paintings were beautiful, this same part of their brain was activated. And now he's moved that forward in a paper in the European Journal of Neuroscience, where he's asked people to judge whether a painting is more beautiful than another, and he's seen these certain areas of the brain activate. So he's asked them to make a judgment. What he's done is compare that to a judgment about just a pure sort of perceptual judgment, where he said which painting is more brightly coloured. And there's a completely different set of centres of the brain, a completely different set of networks activated when we look at aesthetics and experience beauty.
What's in the pictures? Is it pictures of people, or are they pictures of landscapes, or has he compared that? Because there might be a subtle difference in how the brain relates to faces and people, or just things around us.
Exactly. And yeah, he's addressed that in this paper. And it is a bit of an open question. So he's looked at portraits and landscapes and a huge variety of different pictures to try and sort of cancel out that issue. But and so that's hopefully, we're not just responding to faces in an emotional way, as you rightly say, that's going to activate your brain in quite a different way. But this is quite an open question. He's seen these networks activate. The orbitofrontal cortex seems to get activated again and seems to be quite important when we're looking at two paintings and saying one is more beautiful than the other, whether it's a portrait or a landscape. But it really is almost completely silent when we're just making a judgment based on this is a brightly coloured picture and the other one is not so brightly coloured.
So the brain has a beauty centre, obviously something that will light up in your brain when you look at me. But what's the point of it from an evolutionary point of view? I mean, why have a beauty centre or a beauty detecting or a beauty acknowledging part of the brain?
Well, Zeki's quite interested in how this might actually help people with affective disorders where they cannot sort of process this idea of sort of experiencing a reward from something being beautiful and pleasurable. I mean, he's interested in the fundamental questions of sort of how beauty and art kind of activate our brain. And he kind of looks back into the humanities and philosophy to see what great philosophers have said about how we respond to things and how we think. And he's trying to apply those huge questions about truth and beauty and creativity to biology, to actually look inside people's brains. But in actual fact, there are very little understood parts of the brain, like the orbitofrontal cortex, that clearly have an important role in making us feel good. And if that's something that a problem is caused with when we have an affective disorder like depression, then this actually could be something that helps people in the future, that is gives us a way to sort of treat people more specifically when they suffer from things that really make their life not as enjoyable.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks, Vic.